everyone. It's Beverly Hallberg. Welcome to a special mini-series of the She Thinks podcast, where Julie Gundlach will be sitting down with four Kappa Kappa Gamma plaintiffs and Weston Brook versus Kappa Kappa Gamma to dive into their fight to preserve female-only spaces. Independent Women's Law Center is the lead counsel on this case, and oral arguments will be heard before the 10th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals on May 14th. Four of the plaintiffs, now ambassador at Independent Women's Forum, join She Thinks to share their respective stories as they look to hold Kappa to the sisterhood promised to them. Enjoy.
Hey, everyone. As Beverly said, I am Julie Gundlach, and today I'm going to be talking with Jaylen Westenbrook. She's a Kappa Kappa Gamma alumni and one of the named plaintiffs in Westenbrook v. Kappa Kappa Gamma lawsuit. It is so good to be with you today. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jaylen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a junior here at the University of Wyoming. I'm majoring in agricultural business with minors in horticulture and sales. And I went to Wyoming because I am super close to my family. So I wanted to be close to my family, but yet far enough away from home. And yeah, I joined Kappa as a freshman in college. And here I am.
Here you are. Well, listen, oral arguments are going to be heard before the 10th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals on May 14th. That is coming up. How are you feeling?
I'm super excited for the court. I feel like we've been waiting forever. It's been a long, ongoing process, and I feel like this is finally the chance for us to get those results. And I never thought we would have to define what the word woman means. It seems kind of bizarre to me, but I'm excited that this is finally the opportunity to show the world and explain something that should be so common sense.
Well, and make history, because you definitely will be making history no matter the outcome. You know, you watched the news today, particularly the recent news and the sort of protests that are going on college campuses. And that's a whole different issue, which I'm not going to ask you to comment on. But I am wondering, you know, I feel like you watch the news and you're like, every single college kid today is an activist. And I know that's not true. Some really genuinely go to college to actually learn. I suspect you're in that category. But I do wonder, did you see yourself, were you politically active in high school? And did you see yourself going to college and joining different sort of activist movements? Or, you know, so where did you see yourself in that area?
Well, I could just start by saying I never joined college or was getting ready to college or go to college and think, I am going to be a part of a lawsuit. It's something that just kind of happened. And that was just one thing I wanted to emphasize is, just in our world today, like, it's so important to advocate for women's spaces because you never know what could happen in any situation. So that's why it's so important to stand up. I was never super politically motivated in high school or anything in college. Actually, one of the reasons why I joined Kappa in the first place is because it was a great opportunity to live and get to know girls that are so different from you, whether that be like political stances, backgrounds, where we're all from. And that was something that I really took for granted. And then a situation like this just divides girls, and that's just not the intent that sororities are created for.
You know, this lawsuit has gotten national attention. You ladies who have sued have gotten national attention. Have there been any negative consequences for you personally, particularly on campus? And sort of more specifically, have you been targeted by any trans activists or people in that community?
Yeah, so actually, a lot of the feedback I've gotten from the lawsuit has been very positive. It was a little overwhelming at first. I got spammed in my Instagram DMs or Facebook messages from a bunch of random people, mostly positive, which was really relieving. There were some negative comments, but I kind of just looked past that because I was just overwhelmed by the amount of support. And a lot of the people who comment, they don't fully know the situation. So even some of the negative comments, I really didn't let that get to me. But it definitely has been something that has been brought up to my in just my personal life. I've been asked about it in an interview, but just overwhelmingly, I've had positive support. And even on campus, it's been really positive.
Yeah, that's what I was going to follow up with is the reaction on campus. Now, you know, it's funny. I think of Wyoming in general, the state, and the state is very conservative. But within more sort of blue states, you always have rather, I'm sorry, red states, you have campuses, and campuses tend to be quite liberal. Do you feel, you sort of, what has been the reaction of the other students? Has it also been pretty positive?
I would say from a lot of students who know the situation, I've gotten a lot of positive support. One thing that's really interesting, though, is just, I feel like the university is kind of taking a sideline approach just in this situation. So I'll be in my classes, and sometimes I wonder, because I've been approached by it by some of my classmates, but it just makes me wonder, like my professors or other students really know what's going on, just because, well, just to give you some context, the university emailed me several times after the lawsuit was first filed, finally offering like resources and help. So it's just unbelievable that it takes a lawsuit before somebody finally reaches out and is concerned about the situation.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the university, because I'd like to pivot over to an organization within the university, and that is Kappa Kappa Gamma. Are you still involved in Kappa Kappa Gamma?
I am not. Back in January, I made the decision to resign my membership from the chapter, just with everything going on and the feedback I was getting. I really care about supporting women, but I felt like being a part of the organization was no longer a positive situation for me to be a part of.
Let's talk about, there's sort of the local chapter, I guess. Is it called the local chapter? I don't know if it's called the local, local chapter. So you've got the local chapter of Kappa Kappa Gamma, which again, when was Kappa Kappa Gamma founded? Wasn't it the 1870s or something?
Yes, absolutely. Kappa's been around for a super long time. I'll say the Wyoming Charter, not quite as recently. It's still been around for quite a while, though.
Well, so you decide to pledge Kappa Kappa Gamma. And really quickly, let's go back. Why did you choose Kappa Kappa Gamma?
Well, that's kind of a funny question that you ask. I was really unsure about joining a sorority, but I have a twin sister, and their recruitment process was a couple weeks ahead of Wyoming's. And she ended up joining a sorority and absolutely loved it and said, you just have to give it a chance. And I was really overwhelmed by the process, but coming to college, not knowing that many people, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to meet a group of women and have like a purpose and different activities to go to and be involved in.
So tell us about the sort of, I would love to say support, but it was lack of support, the treatment you received from the local Kappa chapter, the leadership of that local Kappa chapter, when they allowed a male to become a member of that sorority, and you and several others objected. What was the reaction?
Absolutely. So the reaction was just kind of interesting in that situation, because from the beginning, when we knew that a male was going through a recruitment process, a lot of the girls in our local chapter made it publicly known that if you were uncomfortable to advocate, to stand up, and one of the most frustrating things is they told us if we were uncomfortable to say something, but they never did anything with that information. Instead, we had a backdoor recruitment process that kind of blindsided us, and it made it kind of scary to stand out and say anything, because there was a lot of pressure from our national chapter, who didn't offer any support. And instead of saying anything at all, they just blatantly ignored all of our calls of concern and emails.
And in fact, weren't you told you have the problem? Like you mentioned, that if you object to this, to a male being in a female space and seeing girls in various levels of undress, if they're going to the bathroom to take a shower and walking back to their rooms, weren't you kind of told that you're the one with the problem if you don't want this male in an area where he can view you again in a vulnerable position?
Yeah, I was told that from the very beginning. I remember sitting down with our president when everything was first happening and we found out a male was admitted into our sorority, and she told me that if I didn't agree with what was happening, I didn't align with Kappa's values, and that I should consider leaving. And it's super frustrating, because I've been a part of the sorority for, you know, a while at that point. So it felt frustrating that someone that had just received membership had priority over me, and even other girls felt the same way. And we were just told to deal with it, and that there was nothing that we could do, and it was too late, that the decision was already final.
you guys sat down with this president of your local chapter, was she a senior?
She was.
So she's a senior, and she would not have to live or be around this person the next year. So she didn't really even have to worry about this, correct?
That is correct. One of the things that happened with our whole voting process, actually, in the meeting where we ended up voting, a lot of the senior members were the ones making comments about how sororities are supposed to be for everyone. And think about when you first joined, how you wanted to have a place. And if you don't accept this, then you don't have Kappa's values or you're transphobic. So there's a lot of pressure from the seniors, which was one of my first points that was really frustrating, because these girls didn't have to live with a member. They were graduating, they were moving on with their lives. And that was actually a point that I brought up to the president. And she said, well, we still get an equal vote, which was extremely frustrating because our freshmen are not allowed to vote. And they're the ones that arguably are the most impacted because they have 4 more years.
So there's a national chapter, of course, or rather a national organization of Kappa Kappa Gamma. What was their reaction? Because again, you know, you have your local chapters at each university, but there is an HQ with a national president and sort of a national staff. What was their reaction to this? Did they support you?
They were not supportive in any way. There was actually a number of us who sent emails or phone calls. And it got to the point of, instead of responding to us, they just blocked all phone calls that were coming from the Wyoming area. And they promised that they were going to send someone from their nationals to kind of evaluate the situation. But they never did until after the lawsuit was final. So again, this is back to my point. It takes a lawsuit before someone finally does anything about it. And it's more of like a reactive response instead of being proactive and helping us in the situation. And it even got to the point where after the lawsuit was final, they figured out who girls were that were in charge of the sorority who were not involved in the lawsuit. And they kind of gave them different pressures or held private meetings with them and kind of urged them to follow their agenda.
You know, some say the only way to improve an organization is to stay within it and to demand improvements and movement in the right direction. You must have felt that struggle. You must have had that internal struggle. Do I stay and try to, because I know some of the plaintiffs have stayed and are trying to improve it. What was that like for you to sort of have that internal struggle of what, do I stick around? Do I not stick around? I mean, in my opinion, this was abuse, what you guys experienced, the sort of gaslighting and saying that you had the problem, not the male trying to enter a female space. And so just tell me a little bit about how that felt to come to this final decision.
It was definitely an internal battle for me. I felt like I couldn't leave because I cared so much and I wanted to advocate for my sisters. And it was definitely a back and forth battle when deciding what I was ultimately going to do with that. And I held a position for a while that I just couldn't leave and I had to stay and fight. But my first day back to college this semester, I didn't have the opportunity to be stressed about my classes because my sisters approached me that they had a private meeting with, again, the national chapter, those older adults. And they came up with the conclusion that it would be best to remove me from my leadership position in the chapter, which was extremely frustrating because I was very involved in the chapter. And instead, the only information they could give me is that I had a conflict of interest and they were trying to push me out of being involved in the chapter. So I remember coming back that first day in the semester and I was going through my classes and all I could think about was this speech that I had to give at our chapter meeting that night, advocating for myself, which felt really silly because it felt like my sisters were turning on me in a time from this pressure that they were facing. And that's kind of the first step that led me to wanting to drop, which was something I never imagined. I always planned on graduating out with the chapter and being an alumni after college. And it was something that definitely derailed the plans that I had.
Well, listen, I have to say this whole story is upsetting for a lot of women, particularly my age that are out of college, who just assume that young women entering sororities and entering colleges are supportive and or supported. So I'm so sorry this happened to you. And from all of us at IIW, we wish you the best and the best of luck in the lawsuit.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you all for joining us for this special episode of the She Thinks podcast. Before you go, the Independent Women's Forum wants you to know that we rely on the generosity of supporters like you. An investment in IWF fuels our efforts to enhance freedom, opportunity, and the well-being of all Americans. Please consider making a small or large donation by visiting IWF.org/donate. That's IWF.org/donate. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a rating or a review and share this episode so that your friends know where to find more She Thinks episodes. From all of us here at IWF, thank you for watching.